This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
The following show is an excerpt of a podcast called Getting to Know You, and we want to thank the Buckeye Automotive family for allowing us to use it for this show. Joining us on this podcast is Kent DeLong, marketing manager of the Buckeye Automotive family.
I think before we get too far into this, because if it's like Mark and I, we talk and then we forget the time. But I just want to thank you, you know, for helping us and for sponsoring us as a Buckeye Cares recipient. It's just such a big honor for us to just be a part of that from you and the community. We, you know, everybody in this community is so generous to us, supporting us with donations and just talking about Fairhope that... you know, another one of my goals is to really build our leadership team to know that it's so important to give back to the community.
One of the issues you deal with and you need to that you overcome is the fact that people don't know where your funding comes from, or they have a misconception that, oh, well, that's all Medicare funding. What do you need donations for, Kristen?
Thank you for bringing that up. I mean, obviously nonprofit, and we get reimbursed. So hospice services are reimbursed through Medicare, some insurances, but you know, just like anything else, that doesn't cover everything that we do, because the one thing that I tell my staff every day is, what does the patient need? What's best for the patient? So if it's something that's not covered and they need that to make them, to make themselves more comfortable and to bring some comfort and peace to them, that's what we provide. So you know, Medicare reimburses us for each patient per day. But when you think about that, Mark, everything's included in that. So that is all the nurses' visits, social workers, chaplains, aides, medications, all the equipment they need, a bed, oxygen, anything to keep them comfortable. So you really have to make a balance. So these donations go right back to taking care of families.
And as you know, Kent, the Pickering House is such a unique asset. I mean, not, this isn't something that every hospice organization around the country is able to do.
No.
And it's a comfort into itself or unto itself.
It is. And I, so there are not very many inpatient hospice units around. There's one in Columbus, obviously Kobacker House. And, you know, there's a couple that are, you know, around, but nothing in our seven, in our counties that we service. And the Pickering House is something very special, and it's just an extension of taking care of someone at home. The Pickering House is there when those caregivers are tired and they need a break, and there's a symptom that they're struggling with,
or there's, they need to get the medication right, and they need to more closely monitor that.
Exactly.
I've maybe visited six or seven times for different events, and then also to see my folks who are volunteers. But yeah, I never got the sense that it was anything other than welcoming.
Thank you. And you know, I think that brings a really strong point about our staff and what we do there. I try to remind the staff that we have one chance to do this the right way. And it's so important. Everything they say and do really makes or breaks that experience. And we want people to work through this and feel comfortable and safe with us at the Pickering House. And I'm really proud of our staff.
We do very different things, but a lot of the stuff that you're talking about right now is the same sense of dread that a lot of people have when they come to a car dealership.
Yeah.
You know, obviously very different sides of the spectrum, if you will. But, you know, I think, and for a lot of people, you know, we're in the same category as like ambulance chaser attorneys, you know. I was in a webinar like a year or so ago. We are officially one rung above members of Congress in terms of trustworthiness.
Oh my goodness.
So yay for us, I guess, but that's really not somewhere we want to be on the ladder.
Right.
And that's not our stores. That's just industry wide.
Right.
But it sounds like what you're talking about is stuff that we preach about all the time in the sense of building a relationship. And that really is what we focus on. You know, obviously the Buckeye Cares program is a great example of that. But we have a lot of long tenured associates that have been with us, you know, for 5 years and beyond. I mean, I'll be coming up on 17 years with Buckeye in November, 19 years altogether in the business. So, you know, there's people that call me when they hit a deer. Like, I just hit a deer. What do I do? Pull off the road.
Yeah, first.
Are you injured? Do you need to call 911?
You know, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's what you want in a lot of ways when, you know, you're building that relationship with the client. Because obviously, we sell cars to make money, but we do it in a fair way, so that way we can service the customer, sell them that car and as many other ones as they want to purchase. And not that it's the same, but I mean, you know, it's hard to talk about death, especially when mom and dad are not in good shape.
Right.
And perhaps they're not in the best mentality, whether it's a physical illness or it's a dementia concern or an Alzheimer's concern. They're not able to make those decisions. I'd imagine you all help out with that kind
of thing. Absolutely.
It's that psychological aspect of, oh, I'm giving up. I'm giving up on mom. I'm giving up on dad. Mm-hmm. That's tough to overcome.
Yeah. It is. And you know, something that you just said really is it makes me feel like we are a lot alike, because there are many times when my phone will ring or text and someone will say, dad's in the hospital, what do I do now? Mm. You know, we just say, well, take a deep breath and let's talk about what they're telling you. And then what's my question is, what's most important to you at this time? And then we just go from there, because even professionals in the community that work, you know, that work every day with medical things or just anything like that, they have questions. You know, you don't know what to do when it's just handed to you all this news. There's just so many pieces to really making such a hard decision to choose dignified end of life care, because, you know, I think Mark said it early on, as people hear, okay, it's time for hospice, your life expectancy is 6 months or less. Part of you is saying, I knew this was coming, or, you know, I understand what you're saying. The other part of you is saying, I'm not giving up. We're going to fight this. Sure. And it's that battle between yourself about when do you make that decision and reach out and ask for help. But, you know, there's a lot of studies that we talk about, and one of them is that when people sign on to hospice care, their life expectancy increases. So we see that it improves and increases at least 4 to 6 weeks when you sign on hospice, because you're comfortable. We're helping you make you comfortable. You're getting good quality of life, not a lot of trips back and forth to the hospital, and that extends your life because you're peaceful.
I will say, at the time of recording here, Jimmy Carter is still on hospice. He's been on for several months now, I do believe. And again, we're taping this on September 29th, so just to put that into context. But there's an example. It was announced he was going to be on hospice, and everybody thought, oh, he's going to die in 3 days.
Right.
This now is several months later, and, you know, as of right now, he's alive.
That's a great message that we talk about that all the time on our radio shows, is people feel like hospice is literally end of life, last 3 days. You know, technically the requirement says that if your life expectancy is 6 months or less, but I'm telling you that we have people that are on service for a year at a time, because everybody's different. Their progression is very different. It can be very slow. So, those are the folks that we like to have with us, because we get a time to really do some really good work with that family, start that healing. So those are the best.
Once again, this has been an excerpt of a podcast called Getting to Know You. And again, we want to thank the Buckeye Automotive family for allowing us to use this content.